Chapter 109, Excellence of Eating with Three Fingers and Licking Them. 748, Ibn Abbas Raziullah Anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When one of you finishes eating, he should not wipe his fingers until he has licked them himself or has given them to someone else to lick for him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, instructed his followers that after taking meal, they should lick up their fingers before they wash or wipe them with a towel, or they may get them licked by somebody, wife, son, or disciple, provided he or she feels no aversion to doing so. Since the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, approved of this act, it is commendable. As to its rationale, the subsequent ahadith will offer exposition. 749. Ka'b bin Malik Raziullah Anhu reported, I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, eating with three fingers, i.e. the thumb, the index, and the middle finger, and licking them after having finished the food. Muslim. Commentary. To use less than three fingers for eating speaks of the manner of the arrogant, whereas to use both hands to this end is indicative of an overpowering greed. So, the best way of eating is that shown by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Here, too, is the affirmation of licking the fingers after taking meal and not during it. 750. Jabir Raziallah Anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, commanded the licking of fingers and the gleaning of the dish, saying, You do not know in which portion the blessing lies. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith underlines the wisdom behind licking the fingers and the vessel. The eater never knows whether a blessing underlies what has been eaten by him, or the particles sticking to his fingers and vessels contain it. Those particles, therefore, should not be wasted, and they should be made part of food by being licked. They may be invested with a blessing and proved more useful for the eater's health and strength. Moreover, by this way he escapes disregarding the bounty of Allah. 751. Jabir Raziullah Anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When a morsel of any of you falls, he should pick it up and remove any of the dirt on it and then eat it, and should not leave it for Satan, nor should wipe his hand with towel until he has licked his fingers, for he does not know in what portion of the food the blessing lies. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us to pick up a fallen morsel and eat it after cleaning the dirt that may have stuck on it. This marks the expression of humility, overcoming Satan, as well as getting the blessing. Present-day Muslims hardly care for this directive of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, because they think that this act will bring disgrace and dishonor upon them. To make matters worse, they throw away a large quantity of unconsumed food in street dumps and dunghills and drains. They even deem it necessary to leave over some food in plates and dishes, still less of licking them. What a pity. The Muslim community has gone far away from the teachings and excellent example of their Prophet, peace be upon him. 752. Jabir Raziullah Anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Satan appears at everything done by you. He appears even at one's dinner. When a morsel of any of you falls, he should pick it up and remove any dirt on it and then eat it. He should not leave it for Satan, nor should he wipe his hand with the towel until he has licked his fingers, for he does not know in what portion of the food the blessing lies. Muslim. Commentary. A Muslim should be perpetually on his guard against satanic insinuations even at mealtime. He is required to recite the name of Allah in the very beginning so that he may be immune from satanic participation and mischief. If a man avoids picking up the fallen morsel, he will be providing Satan and his minions a chance to share food with him. So, we seek the refuge of Allah from the condemned Satan and his associates. 753. Anas Raziullah Anhu reported, Whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, ate food, he would lick his three fingers and say, If any of you drops a morsel of food, he should remove any dirt that may have stuck on it and then eat it, and should not leave it for Satan. He, peace be upon him, also commanded us that we should glean the pot, saying, You do not know in which part of your food the blessing lies. Muslim. 754. Sayyid bin al-Harith reported, I asked Jabir Raziullah Anhu whether it was obligatory to make wudu for salat prayer after eating cooked food. He said, No, because in the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, such food was rarely available. We had no handkerchiefs, so when we ate such food, we would wipe our fingers against our palms, forearms, or the sole of our feet, and would offer salat without fresh wudu for prayer. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. There are three points in this hadith. First, the life of the companions was simple, divested of all kinds of luxuries and comforts. They lived on whatever was available to them. Second, a man's ablution is not nullified by eating cooked food. In the early days of Islam, this command was put into practice but later was cancelled. Third, if a handkerchief or a towel or water is not available, a man can, after taking a meal, clean his mouth and hands with his palms and wrists so that his clothes will not be smeared during salat prayer.